Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Mike McNally. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Miller. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Smith. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pinky Pittenger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dugan moves to second. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rule is thrown out after the base hit. Dugan scores. Collins moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Pinky Pittinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pratt hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dugan moves to third. Two outs. Muddy Ruhle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruhle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruhle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dugan scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pinky Pittinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Pittinger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ruhle moves to second. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipp takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoski takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoski moves to third. Burns moves to second. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pratt is walked intentionally. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dugan bunts towards first. Pip fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pip. Minoski scores. Burns scores. Pratt moves to third. Dugan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pratt scores. There goes Dugan trying to get to home. Witt throws the ball into Hoffman who tags Dugan who's trying to score from second, for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Collins steals second. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rule hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Camp Skinner pinch hits for Wade Hoyt. Camp Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt misplays the ball. That's an error on Pratt. Hoffman moves to third. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally hits a fly ball towards left. Minoski catches it and throws to Pratt who relays to Burns to double up Witt. Hoffman tags and scores. It's 5-1. Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Murray now pitching. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pipp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Musel moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. Musel tags and moves to third. Pipp tags and moves to second. One out. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn has Musel trapped. There's the throw to Rule and over to Dugan, who tags Musel for the out. Pipp moves to third. Scott moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Chick Fuechter pinch hits for George Murray. Chick Fuechter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuechter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Quinn covering, for the out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones now pitching. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rule strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Collins steals second. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pittenger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 3 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.